Hey, Scott.
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Flash. Is this Scott or Bill?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. It's good to hear. I'm giving you a call. This is about your onboarding call. It's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. I hope you have time.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. But, of course, before we start, Scott, I just really want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather contents and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So, first, we'll be verifying your business information. Second, we'll go over your keywords. And third, we'll go through the Google business process and discuss what the next steps are. Are we good with that?
Yeah, sure am. Now, I have not got a hold of at IQ,
mm-hmm.
and I have not actually sent any pictures or anything like that to the email that you gave to me, email address.
Yes.
I've been busy staining fences. This is the mm-hmm. first day I've actually had off.
Oh.
I talked to you last time, so.
Good. Yeah. No
so
worries.
So if we need to actually wait till, you know, probably I can do everything probably, you know, Friday maybe.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean Friday? Like all
I mean, I can actually have, yeah, I can have ad IQ and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
okay.
need to get my own domain name, you know, or get it, you know, where I can actually, get my, what is it, Google thing or something like that you said, or someone said.
Mm-hmm.
I get that and then actually I'm going to cancel ad IQ. Like Monday or Tuesday, and then go from there. But I can do whatever needs to be done right now, so.
All right, no worries at all. Just let us know if you need our assistance. But, of course, in handling at IQ, that means you would have to handle it alone. But the rest of the campaigns, the marketing that we do for your business, if you need if you need any assistance, just give us a call, okay? But
okay.
For now, let's just go over your onboarding call.
Okay.
Again, those are going to be the three things that we'll go over. So first, let's start off with your business information. If you do hear anything that is incorrect, please let us know and we'll make necessary changes. Okay?
Okay.
So your business name, that is all about your fence stain company.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Stain. Yeah. All about your fence stain company. Yes.
Okay. The address that we do have in here, that is 4346 South 109th East Avenue. That is in Unit 1007, Broken Arrow. That is in Oklahoma, 74011.
That is not my address anymore. I got a different address.
Okay. But how about the address of the business? Where is it located? Do you have, like, a physical?
Not really. I mean, it's, I work, you know, from my house and everything, but I can use my own address if that needs
okay.
to be, you know.
Yes, but as per my research, you do have a Google Business Profile up and running with 9 5-star reviews. Where is that Google Business Profile verified? Is it to this address or to your new address?
I do not know. Like I said,
well,
I know
we'll
that.
Find out.
Okay,
not a problem. We'll find out anyway once you've given us access to it. But for now, can we get the correct address?
Yeah, it is 10906 East 61st Street. And that would be, I guess it's apartment 124, but should we do like unit 124 instead, something like that, or?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. And then actually be Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74133.
Okay, so that's unit 124, correct?
Right.
Okay. So again, that's 10906 East 61st Street. That is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74133. Again, that's unit 124.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. And, of course, if ever there is a need, just to give you a heads up, if ever there is a need for us to update the address on the Google Business Profile as well, do this current address that you do have. This may require re-verification, but no worries. I'll make sure to check with our Google specialist what to do best so you don't you know, you don't have to go through the hoops of verifying the Google Business Profile again. But
no,
we'll let you know, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, also at the same time, your business phone number or the number that your potential customers are going to be calling you at, that should be 918-982-8451, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that phone number, by the way, this call is going to be up unless if you opt in to our call tracking feature. Have you heard of call tracking?
Yeah. Sorry, explain to me again, though.
Yeah, no worries. So call tracking is actually a different phone number that we do provide. So what it does is it'll allow you to monitor exactly how many calls you get from our marketing campaigns. Now, all calls are going to go directly to your phone, okay, and it's going to go directly to your phone real time. Though it's a different phone number that we list online, whenever a potential customer dials that phone number, your phone rings. So it's more of like a proxy number, you know, just a number to hide your personal number. And
do you have to have that?
Oh, this is actually, I would say, like, I mean, not necessarily that you need to have it. It really depends on you if you wish to have it.
Yeah. Now, they be able to text on
would be able to send text to that phone number as well. So phone calls and text, nothing's going to change. It's just that with the use of this technology, we're able to track the calls that you're cutting, you know, that are actually coming in.
Okay. Yeah, either way, that's one thing AdIQ did. They gave me a different number, and they wouldn't be able to text. So when people would try to text something, I wouldn't get, you know, nothing. I said, well, you got to text me at my direct line, you know, 918-982-8501.
But
and
definitely,
so,
the call tracking feature that we do have does allow text messages. So if that is your main concern, you don't need to worry about it.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, will I have my regular phone number also on there?
What do you mean, like your regular phone number written on the marketing?
Yeah, what people get a hold of me. I mean, like I said,
so we would only recommend one, I would say.
Okay. Okay. Do I have to have that? I mean, tracking, I usually answer each phone call, or if I get a missed phone call, you know.
Yes, totally understood. It's not mandatory anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it is mandatory or not mandatory?
Not mandatory. The call tracking, it's not mandatory. It really depends on you if you wish to move forward to it.
Yeah, just the regular number, the 918, 982-8451.
Okay, that's your business phone number. We'll just keep it. But, of course, the option to opt into a call tracking feature is going to be available for you at any point. Okay? Just let us know.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Well, usually what I do, if I see a missed phone call, I will actually dial that number right then, you know.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd need to be checking it out. Customers are customers at the end of the day, so.
Well, when the phone rings, it's called money, you know, so, and hopefully I'll get more phone calls.
It
and
sounds like money.
Hopefully, didn't y'all say something about this is going to prevent a lot of phone scams or whatever it is, you know? Okay, because I'm getting right now 20 of those things a day. You know, people wanting to, you know, either donations for police department or, you know, $2,400, you know, check here, you know, for Joe Biden, you know, and everything, which, you know, sucks. But anyway, but I just hopefully won't be getting all those scams and all that stuff and start getting people to call me that want, you know, the French stain.
For sure. But again, to also take note, because I am really thinking you're considering the call tracking number. The call tracking number in terms of, I would say, you know, the filter, it does not really filter 100%, but just a majority. Okay?
Okay. So to help that prevent that, if I guess.
Yes. So you will still be getting possible scam or, you know, scam or spam calls, but it's going to be lesser because our system is going to filter it already.
Okay. So if you got So it'd be better if the telephone number that you present me.
I'm sorry? If...
Oh, well, so it would be better for a telephone number that you present me or not, that you, you know, you give to me, or the same number I have right now.
Again, it really depends on your preference. I will leave the decision to you, Scott, depending on what you need to achieve. So, yep, we'll leave it to you whether you wish to move forward with just using your regular phone number or the call tracking number. Just that, we wanted to make sure that you are aware as well that you can opt into the call tracking feature at any point.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, just keep my number then.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
We'll keep your phone number ending in 8451. How about the website? Do you happen to have a website?
Yeah, I got like two or three of them, actually. But I think y'all is going to do one for me, though, for $99. I'll pay for that.
That is correct. If you wish to have us do the website for you, we can definitely do that. But you don't need to pay for it. Actually, creating the website is included in your package. You only pay the $99 bill. Or, like, Scott, I'm sorry. But before anything else, how do you wish for me to give you a call? Like, is it
Scott
or is it Bill?
Yeah, Scott. Be fun.
Okay, Scott. So, yes, you do not need to pay the $99. You only pay for it if you wish to own the domain. Okay. So,
right.
We can definitely provide you
a
domain.
That's a one-time fee, right?
Yeah. So, setting up a website, again, no payment, but it's actually... And I would say setting up a website, there's no payment, but it's actually owning the domain that does cost you the $99. All
right. Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then after that, it's, $249 a month?
I'm sorry, what do you mean? Like, we only have here your subscription at $249 per month. Again, if we are to create a website, we do not need to have a payment from you. The $99 for the website is only going to be if you wish to own the domain.
Right, exactly.
The website name. Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because I've paid, $349 already, or what was paid already?
You got it correct, yeah. So the next payment should be a month from now. No payment, no any other extra, unless, of course, you sign up with other of our services.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. But let's get you a domain. Let me just pull up available domain. So we highly recommend, by the way, Scott, that domain names are specific to your business name. Okay. Though your domain name is quite long, but let's see what we have.
Okay. You can always do, I got another email. It's Best Staining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we could have something like that, Best Staining in Tulsa or something like that, instead of All About Your Fence Stain Company.
Yes, but we want to keep it specific to your business name because that's part of the marketing too. That your business name does carry your website name does carry your business name. So it's kind of like a strategy as well to get highly optimized. So let's check. Okay.
Now, will all this stuff be in my email? Because I don't have no pen and piece of paper right now.
You got it right. Yes, actually, don't worry about it, Scott, because the next few days, like I would say 3 to 5 days from now, you will be getting your login credentials to your advanced reporting. It usually gets sent out after 3 to 5 days after the onboarding call, so all the information that we do have or we've gotten from you during this call is going to be synced to what we call the local Splash dashboard. That is where you're going to see. It's more like your tool to see what we've done so far, what we will be doing, what's going on with your company's online performance, and the rest of the details that you wish to know. But, of course, for anything that's lacking, any concerns, we'll always give you a call.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's go back to the domain. I do see here All About Your Fence Tank Company is actually really long. Can we, like, just use Co? Instead, Stain Co. Like short for company, or do you happen to have any preferred domain?
No.
Because all about your fence staying co.com is available, just in case you wish, you wish to have it.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so again, it's going to be all about your fence staying co.com. That's going to be the domain that we will be getting you, and we will be creating the website too. And again, please take note of what you've mentioned earlier. If you ever wish to, to discontinue services with us, or at any point that you wish to own the domain, all you have to do is to pay $99 for the transfer fee, and then you will have, full authority over the domain.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, aside from that, too, so we're good with that. We got in here the email address that you'll be sending updates to. That's going to be scope6811@gmail.com, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, all you have to do is to make sure that you do check your email often, as we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email. Now, aside from that, do the next steps. Let's just go over your keywords. Now, when we do say keywords, by the way, Scott, these are going to be the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And, of course, as far as what I do see here, you mainly do, this is just as per the information that was pulled up. You mainly do, staining on a fence. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like fence services?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, we do have here a set of keywords that are most relevant to your business. However, if you happen to hear anything that you don't do, or if you want to add or remove some of the keywords that we have, just please let us know, and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
So if you mentioned fence, you do fence services. We do have in here keywords under fence services. So if you do hear anything that is incorrect, again, please let us know.
Okay.
So I do have in here fence contractor as number one. And then we've got fencing company, fence services. We have fence staining, fence installations, fence replacement, fence repairs, barbed wire fence installation and barbed wire fence repair, chain link fence installation and chain link fence repair, aluminum fence installation, aluminum fence repair, steel fence installation, steel fence repair, wood fence installation and wood fence repair. Are those good or?
Yeah, I think everything, because the more you have out there, you want them to call you, So I think that'd be good. Did you have wood painting or things like that?
I don't have wood painting though, but I can add that here.
Privacy fence painting or something like that.
Sorry, that is again wood painting. What else?
Yeah, just basically painting or staining decks.
Mm-hmm. So deck painting, painting.
Yeah, and then also pergola staining and pergola paint. P-E-R-G. Yeah.
What else?
And built. I build those two also.
Building, correct? Builder.
Yeah.
Then you build pergolas to like pergola installation.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you so much. And don't worry, Scott, because you'll be getting an email with all these keywords that we just went over. So if ever you happen to see that there is a keyword that you don't do, just please respond to the email with the changes that you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Aside from that, too, the next step, let's just go over with, I would say, a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business?
I've been in business over 10 years, which is longer than anybody else. You look at other same companies. They've been in business like 2 or 3 years at the most. I've been in business over 10 years. So I'm one of the oldest ones, you know, that actually stain fences or do whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a certificate saying that I went to school to mm-hmm. learn how to stain. And also I do all jobs first and get paid afterwards. After the job's complete, basically. So paid after job's complete.
Okay, so that's just really a teacher.
Yeah.
What else?
And also, I'm going to blank right here. Oh, crap. Got a commercial stain machine.
Okay.
That
so
I bought
you use
from Good.
You use a commercial stain machine, correct?
Yeah. It's like a $6,000 machine I have back in my truck. It's gas.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a 300-foot hose.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that way I don't have to, you know, most people don't use that. Most people just have like a paint machine. They have to put, you know, the 5 gallons there, you know. This right here
mm-hmm.
is just, you know, the stain's already in the tank. And, you know, 50 gallons of stain usually, which is goes a long ways. And I just pull up there and do it. And it don't take me long at all to do it the
mm-hmm.
right way, you know. So, and basically also, I am a doctor of staining fences. I study like a doctor. I know everything about fence staining.
Oh, like you're like a master of paint staining.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, anything you do, you got to be like, study like a doctor. You know, I don't
yeah.
care if it's, you know, cleaning crap out of the backyard, you know.
Like,
which
you
I
need
do
to
know.
In and out of everything.
Right, exactly. There's no question I don't know about, you know. I've been asked
wow.
everything. And, well, that's the reason I close 95% of people I talk to. You know, because,
mm.
you know, they have no question. I ask them, I say, you know, there's no stupid questions in this. Let me know, you know. And, you know, I bend over backwards for the customer to make them happy. That's what I do. And,
that's really awesome.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
when you do your business right, when you do the service right, and, you know, you really extend above and beyond, that's actually like your capital. And, you know, in the business, and it actually results to greater values moving forward. So it's just really amazing to know. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I mean, you've got a lot of people who actually does work, but you don't get that much integrity just anywhere. You know, I'm glad I was able to talk to you, Scott. I mean, I'm just amazed, you know. I've spoken to a lot of people in that. This is just like, you know, the first time I've heard of it, so really amazing.
Yeah. Well, integrity is something you have inside your soul, you know. You got to have that.
I know.
And I'm pretty blunt with customers. I tell them, so listen, I'm staining this fence, but I said, you know, I could stain this thing all day long. And these little knot hose that you see come through, you know, it's going to be, they're white. I said, sometimes I do have to come back in 2 weeks and, you know, touch up some stuff and everything. And I'll tell them, you know, if they owe me $2,000, I'll tell them, just give me $1,800, and then, you know, when I come back, I'll get the other $200, you know.
Oh.
That way they know I'm going to be coming back, you know.
Of course.
A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, right, you know, you're not going to come
like
back.
Like building trust, you know, building trust
yeah.
in relationship with customers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, I had a customer that I did a fence for a year and a half ago, and they said the top of their catwalk, you know, the board that's on top of the fence, you know, some people have that. It's called a catwalk. And they said that's kind of fading away a little bit. Can you come back and do some touch-ups? I said, sure, I'll be there Friday. And they just, you know, tickle pink, you know. So, and that's after a year and a half. My warranty is usually 3 years, usually.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. You offer warranty, too. So I'm going to put that
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, 3-year warranty. Yeah, 3-year warranty on it and everything. And I give them a certificate also saying that it's a 3-year warranty. That way they have a little certificate, you know. Everything's pretty
nice,
cool.
They can keep, right? They can keep and just reach out to you whenever they need it. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, eventually this stain will never crack or peel. It basically just will go away after about 3 to 5 years, usually.
Okay.
And it depends on the weather, you know what I mean? Like I said, it rains here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I mean, I think it probably did there. Were you in Florida, California, where you at?
I actually work remotely for Local Splash in Northern California.
Okay, cool. But, yeah, you know, there's a one year that rained, you know, a lot. Remember that year? And it rained like, you know, I think the meteorologist said it rained like for that one year we had more rain than like 3 or 4 years, you know, and everything flooded. And anytime it rains, does, you know, it does mess up a fence, you know.
So
that's what we try to do is protect it and seal it, you know.
Yeah, that's correct. Because rain does contain some sort of like an acid in some way, so it's really going to destroy a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, what we're doing is protecting UV rays, and that's when the gray comes out, you know, fences, that's called mildew, and the only reason gray actually occurs is because the sun, which is the UV rays, and the water, which is the rain, you know, and everything. And otherwise, your fence will never turn gray. It'll stay new all the time, but unfortunately, it rains, and we have sun, you know, so, but a lot of people don't realize that. And the gray mildew is actually a cancer to fences. It don't let the wood breathe. Yeah. That's why you don't want to paint a fence. When you paint a fence, you're actually suffocating the fence. So you want to stain it to absorb it, to let the wood extract, you know, back and forth, you know, so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to know. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I know I'm giving you a lot of information. I didn't know if you were writing all this stuff down, but just letting you know, you know, so.
No worries. But, I mean, we've got really good content, I would say, writers that would be able to discuss further your business when they do create your website. We just wanted to get, like, I would say, keywords about what you do just so they would be able to create, I would say, optimized content for your website. So I've taken notes of your, like, I would say, features, and I would say what we would highlight in terms of the services that you do. But again, please take note of this too. It's called, our websites are customizable, so if there's anything you don't like, don't be worried about it. You just have to let us know. Let us know of your preference as well, and we'll update it to you accordingly.
Okay, so okay. Now I do have like on YouTube, I have like over 30 YouTube videos of me actually out there staining fences, and I think y'all got that. It's called Bill's Incredible Staining.
Can you send us a link?
Huh?
Can you send us a link about it so like we can forward it to our website specialist?
I don't know if there's a link there, but I can just, if you go on YouTube and go, you know, Bill's Incredible Staining, and then you'll see all the...
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me go to YouTube. Bill's Incredible
Staining.
So I could forward this, yeah. I really wanted to know exactly what the page link would be so I can forward it to our website team. Incredible Paint Staining.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I don't see anything here yet. I'm sorry, again, that's Bill's Incredible Paint Staining?
No, not paint, just staining. Bill's Incredible Staining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I think I got it. Yeah, it got your name, Billy Matt.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll get the link to your channel, and then I'll refer this to our website team so that if we could make use of videos on your website, then we could get it from here.
Yeah, can I send you, do have a email that I can send you everything, pictures and all that stuff. Okay, and send that to me again, that way I'll have it.
Sure, don't worry. Again, actually, after this call, you'll be getting a few emails, and one of it would be Spoto's email, so you can definitely respond to that email with the pictures that you wish to be published, both in the Google Business Profile, Facebook, the websites, all marketing, all campaigns will update it.
Okay. Yeah, because it's also when you just, Google 918-982-8451, I got, there's a whole bunch of little, things, like, I don't know how many, but there's actually a thing that says a stain gallery for all about your fence stain company. And that actually is pretty good. Then it goes down, you got an arrow right there. And then, it's a YouTube thing at the very bottom. And you press on that, and that's when you'll see all of them together. You'll see all my videos and all that stuff. Because if you just go to YouTube and then do Bill's Incredible Staining, I think it only gives you like 6 or 7 videos. I don't know. It might give me more. But, this one right here would give you all of them that I have in a row, So, but I'll text that to you, or not text, but email that to you. You'll see
that.
Sure,
no worries.
So,
you can always send us an email. You can actually just remember our email, just support@localsplash.com.
Okay, well, you're sending it to me, right? Yeah, I got that. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Hey, also, the way I get my customers is I deal with builders, also real estate people, also fence companies that don't stain. And so when they build a fence, I actually go back and stain the fences for them. So I have a whole bunch of fence companies I actually deal with. And then also HOAs, these neighborhoods that have the HOAs, the president and the treasurer and all that stuff. I actually deal with them also and, make sure everything's, good and all that stuff. Because a lot of the entryways that people have, these housing additions, they have these $500,000 to $2 million houses. And, they have these entryways that actually need, fence staining or whatever, done. And so I do that too. So basically I'm doing, making sure I'm dealing with, the main person, the president of the HOAs, And then like I said, this is actually be the neighborhoods and all that stuff, So trying to just get everything out there,
Of course. Yes. No worries. I'll just put that in here as well regarding you dealing with builders and defense companies that do not stay. So I've gotten here a few details about what makes your business unique, but I wanted to confirm too. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. How about discounts? Do you offer discounts?
My stain and everything is discounted pretty good, but I do have sales all the time. I mean, I'm cheaper than anybody out there, or less expensive than any other company out there. I'm actually at like 65 cents a square foot on staining, and most companies out there are 75 cents to $1 a square foot. So I'm a lot less expensive than everybody else out there. And, that's one thing, I don't want to make, a lot of money on customers. I want to be able to sleep at night and make sure they have a good job and a good price for them, And I don't see how some of these companies out there are charging, $5,000 for a staining fence when I can do it for, sometimes 50% less and sometimes even 75% less,
Yeah, that's correct.
And also the stain I use is called Wood Defender Stain, and that's what 90% of the fence companies use.
Okay. So that's good to know. Again, you do offer free estimates. You offer discounts. How about your prices? How would you like to describe the prices that you have? Are they affordable and competitive?
Yeah. Prices are usually anywhere from 20% to 50%.
Okay. So
lower.
Like affordable and competitive. Is that okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we've listed here a lot of business uniqueness, from free estimates that you offer discounts to, you got affordable and competitive prices. This is as well. You actually also provide superior service. You offer quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. Of course, you get paid after your job's completed. You use commercial stain machine. You're like a master of painting or like staining as well. You have integrity in the industry and the services that you're offering. You offer 3-year warranty, and that you provide certificates for the warranty. You also deal with builders and fence companies that do not stain. Are those all good?
Yeah, and basically say I've stained over 4,000 fences, which nobody has.
Okay.
I've stained more fences. Yeah, because like I said, I've been in business since 2013, you know.
Oh, wow. That's a decade.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so you have stained about 4,000 fences, okay?
Over 4,000.
Over, okay. Yep, I'll put that in. And how about a mission statement? Do you have one?
What exactly is that?
Yes, it's more of like a statement that would define your goal as a company.
Oh, okay. Basically, just 100% customer satisfaction.
Okay. It's a good thing to know. Let's go ahead and create you one. How about at... hold on, let me just pull it up real quick.
Okay.
I'll see if I could get you sample. Google Business Profile, like mission statement. Okay. All right. How about we do this, because you mainly, customer satisfaction is a big factor for you. Let's go for this. At All About Your Fence Stain Company. Okay.
Okay.
This is what we should be saying. At All About Your Fence Stain Company, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service. How's that?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Now, how about a tagline or a slogan, Scott? Do you have any?
What exactly would that be?
It's more of like a short but catchy phrase that you would want your business to have. Like, for example, what? Like, when you've got products, they do create taglines because they want it to be known with the taglines that they've created. Like, when you hear the tagline, they know it's you.
Oh, okay.
Short but catchy phrase.
Yeah, I don't know about that one yet.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no worries, no pressure. Just please forward us a tagline once you have any.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean... I like to use the word like integrity, you know. Integrity means that you will do something to make the, like I said, the customers 100%, you know. Integrity's a lot of people don't have integrity, you know.
Of course.
It's basically, I mean, you know, like when people, you know, you text somebody, you know, or you actually call somebody and they don't call you back, you know, until the next day. I mean, you know, there's 1,440 minutes in a 24-hour day. And what that's saying is they don't think you're worth even 1 minute.
Correct.
You know,
that's correct.
Out of 1,440 minutes, you know, out of the day for you to call back or text back. You know, I mean, I text and do that for a lot of people. You know, I'll share something on Facebook, you know, that someone's doing, you know. Mm-hmm. There's only like 2 people that actually return my response, my message, you know, out of hundreds, you know, and that's called integrity, you know. And one of them actually is a lady that works for the police department or something like that. You know, she's always, she works like 14 hours a day, 7 days a week sometimes. And, you know, I'll respond to her and she will respond back within 5 minutes, you know.
Oh.
And then another one actually is a loan officer. She does the same thing. You know, she has like four kids and she has kids all the time and she works, you know, 12, 14 hours a day too and works out, lifts weights and all that stuff and she'll respond too, you know. That's integrity. I like that.
Yes, that's correct. Well,
yeah, this is all I have to do is catch this phrase.
Well, my apologies for going back. So we'll be, we'll actually go ahead and not have a tagline for now, but we'll be expecting for one anytime soon. Again, you can provide it to us at any point. But when we talk about your business too, Scott, when you mentioned 2013 when you started it, correct?
Right.
Okay. But how many people work for your company? Now, for this one, this doesn't necessarily have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate number of how many people assist you on your business.
One to two people usually work, but I am the owner and I am the operator. So I do all the work myself. The owner does the work.
So let's say two. Is it two? Don't worry. This is some internal
information. Yeah, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you, as you mentioned earlier, you do work commercial. Do you do both, residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. And also, what are your hours of operation?
Well, I did have,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did have it like all the time, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But let's just go like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And that's every day, correct?
Yeah, every day, yeah. Because like I said, on Sunday, you know, people are going to be looking at stuff and they want to call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course.
Like I said, they want, you know, people to pick up. And like I said, if I don't pick up the phone, you know, and answer it. Now, when I'm painting fences or talking to the customers, I won't answer my phone. I think that's rude. I think that's rude if you don't, if, you know, I mean, because you want, you know, you're talking to them. You want the customer to be the main focus, you know. And I think it's rude if you actually, wait a minute, let me get my phone, you know.
Like, I know.
You know, and I feel the same way. You know, if I'm actually talking to someone and they like, ooh, you know, got a phone, you know, and everything. Like, you know, if they got kids, it's a little bit different, you know. Look at it and see who's calling, you know. But, you know, I don't want to answer a phone from another customer or a client or, you know, most of the time it's spam, you know. You know, we got this $6,400 for you. You know, you need to claim it and everything. It's just stupid. So.
Yes, but don't worry. We'll make sure that we put out really good numbers of your hours of operation. So potential customers will only be reaching out to you based on the number posted. By the way, to Scott, we do have your payment methods like PayPal, cash, checks, and some in-house financing as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I can actually, I'm doing pretty good now, so I can actually do in-house financing, so if someone wants to do that. But, yeah, I got a Cash App, I got PayPal, I guess Square or whatever, you know. I mean, I don't use that. I haven't used that in a long time, but
okay.
But Cash App is like Square, basically.
That's correct.
So any form of credit card, you know, basically. If you got a credit card, I can take it, you know.
So that's going to be PayPal, Cash App, cards, and check, and, of course, some in-house financing, too. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. But also, at the same time, are you licensed and insured?
Yes, I'm actually insured. Actually, I am. Just my insurance just went out just recently, but I'll have that, like, next week.
Like, renewed. Okay, yeah. No worries.
Yeah,
renewed. Let me put that
in
the notes as well.
Yeah, I'm actually liability insurance. And then also it's like $1 million, $2 million, $1 million, you know. So if anything happens, you know, to the house or anything like that, you know, you get $1 million, you know. So.
Yeah. No worries. So, yes, I'll put in here that you'll be, though you don't have it with you right now, but you'll be extending So, yep, we'll work on that. And also, how about a Google business profile? As I've mentioned to you earlier, I was able to do some research and notice that you do have a Google business profile already.
Okay, is it from AdIQ?
That I'm not really able to check because, again, we are not going to be able to see it unless we have access to it. But, again,
yeah.
If you're doing marketing with AdIQ, most likely they might own it. So just give, when you give them a call and you go over your account with them, just let them know you need, okay, you need the, what a call is, you need the access to your Google business profile as primary owner. Make sure to have AdIQ set you as a primary owner, because if not, you're not going to be able to make any other changes.
Okay, good. Now you put that on the email and all that stuff too?
Sure. I can send you like a text of it as well. Just to lay in it what you need for the Google business profile. They have it, you need to be set as a primary owner. So you can add people from there. And again, of course, not lose access to your Google business profile.
Right, exactly. Now, when I do that, and then like about 2 or 3 days later, I'm going to cancel AdIQ. Is that going to mess anything up?
Of course not. Once a Google business profile is verified, it doesn't actually create a negative impact to your Google business profile, of course. So those two are very unrelated.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, because
right.
Like I said, I'm paying $100 a month for them. And I've gotten like 3 phone calls in 6 months, you know.
All right. Sure. Yeah, this is definitely not a problem. Just let us know. But for, you know, talking about the Google business profile, so you'll be checking it out with AdIQ. And don't worry, I'll make sure to let our team know that you're working on it. So you will, you know, you should be expecting a couple more calls to come in, because if we haven't received any invite from the Google, or, you know, for the Google business profile, then we go ahead and reach out to you from time to time just to remind you, okay? That's just a heads up.
Yeah. Communication is the way to go. That's one thing, and that's one thing that customers love. You know, I actually call them and I said, listen, if I'm calling you too much, let me know, you know? And so that's because there's a lot of people, you know, I went and worked for some fish company, and I go knock on the door, you know, and they go, who are you? And I'm like, well, tell them, you know, and everything. And they go, well, you know, I didn't get a phone call, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's not my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't have your phone number, but I said, I work for this company here. And I said, communication is the way to go. They go, yes, that's all we want.
Of course.
We
love communication too. You know, when our customers are very communicative, they answer our calls. We do not incur delays, you know, when that happens. So, yep.
Yeah.
No worries for that. Again, we'll wait for you to be able to give us access to your Google business profile. I'll send you the email with the steps already, but that does not mean you have access to it, because as what you mentioned, it might be with the other company that you worked with before. So just let us know. Okay.
Okay.
And also part of, I would say, the Google business profile, okay, we just wanted to check as well, as part of the Google business profile, what we call Google business profile messaging. Have you heard of it? Okay. So it's actually as part of our efforts to optimize your Google business profile and help you get more leads. So we'd like to introduce to you this great feature called the Google Business Profile Messaging. So this actually allows allows customers to message your business directly through your Google Business Profile. This is also a great way to connect with customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your Google Business Profile strength. Now, best of all, it's completely free to use.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get that turned on, but we will only be able to get that turned on once you have given us access to your Google Business Profile. I'll send you.
Hey, could you wait one second? Could you wait 1 second real fast?
Sure. Take your time. Just let me know.
A minute.
I'll say
a minute. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you back?
Yep, still here.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Sorry about that. I had to go pee like a Clydesdale, drank 400 beers. So. Hey, sorry about that.
Sorry, this call's like, taking so
yeah,
long.
Christmas,
my apologies.
Yeah, had to go pee like a Clydesdale on Christmas Day. Had to go drink 400 beers. So. I was like, man, I didn't want to do what you hear my pee, you know? So,
yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm peeing now, too. Is it, what's the weather like in California?
Oh, my apologies. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not actually located in California.
Okay.
I mean, you know, local splash has really evolved since the pandemic. And, you know, it's switching to, like, a really remote work for everybody. So it gives equal chances to a lot of people. But we do have, like, a physical office in California. So don't worry.
Cool.
Okay. Now, those are going to be for, you know, California people and those who are near, but for those who are far, then, yeah, haven't been to Cali.
Yeah, I think a lot of California people are, like, anti-Trump people, aren't they?
Not so sure, though. I mean, I just hear the weather from time to time when we do have our meetings, so I guess, really... You know, have a gist of it, but not really experience California weather, so.
Now, where are you from originally? You got your voice is a little bit different. You're not from Texas, I know that.
No, definitely not.
You're from the north, aren't you?
No, not as well.
You're not from the south, are you?
And definitely not.
Okay, good. So you're like from Boston or something like that.
Not too. <My apologies.
laughs> Yeah, well, my accent's a little bit different than yours, I think, so.
I mean, you know, when you actually, like, deal with different people from time to time, too, you know, you get to have, like, I mean, your accent would most likely be affected by the different people that you speak with every day, you know, you talk to every day.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I'm so sorry, but I don't really want to, you know, have you on the line for really, really long because I know you're very, very busy. Yeah. I would get back. I'm so sorry. I would love to really, you know, talk a lot about the business and all. So I just really want to go back to, you know, to where we left.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we spoke about the Google Business Profile again. You're going to be calling AdIQ. We'll wait for your access. Once you have access, you need to add us. And then we'll turn on the Google Business Profile messaging. That's what we're going to do. Now, for Yelp, too, I notice here you gave, or, like, there is a Yelp listing. Is that correct?
I don't really care about Yelp. I've never really got, you know, a lot of stuff on Yelp, so I don't really care about that. stuff. So.
Yeah. But Yelp is also something that we do consider as a very good directory because it does help in, I would say, good online presence. So if you do have a Yelp listing, we can continue to just promote this. But if you wish for us to optimize, you need to be giving us access as well to your Yelp.
Okay.
Okay? So just let us know if you wish for us to optimize it. But for now, what I'm going to put in here is that we will be promoting it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Let me see. All right. Okay. Now, also at the same time, included in your package is $100 worth of Facebook ads, Scott. So I did notice here that Amy, or like you gave Amy your personal Facebook URL, correct? This means you want us to create you a business page.
Right.
Did I get it right?
Okay. Right.
All right, sure, no worries. Well, we'll definitely make sure to create you a business page. The reason for this personal page is, of course, we would need to be giving you access to it. Okay?
Okay.
So once it's created, we'll send you an invite. Just please be very, please check your email from time to time as we'll be sending the invite once you've completed the page. Now, once you are actually added and once you've accepted the invite, it gives you full access to the business page.
Okay.
Okay? All right. And, of course, for Facebook ads, too, we really want to know your targets. Same with Google Business Profile. Let's talk about targets this time. What cities or, like, maybe counties or even zip codes are you targeting for your Google Business Profile?
I don't know the zip codes, but I do know the names, you know. This is all, like, in Oklahoma.
Or maybe a mile radius. We can do that. Whichever would actually work best.
Yeah, there's going to be like a 50-mile radius probably, so.
50. Okay, yeah. 50 miles from the address that you've given me earlier, which is 10906 East 61st Street, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. 50 miles is definitely reasonable. I was like, yeah, but if it's beyond 50 miles, I wouldn't recommend that anymore because we're still starting or we're still building you. Or creating your presence, you know, we're still at the starting phase. So targeting like a concentrated amount of area would be the best way to go. So 50 miles is just perfect. I'll also put that on your Facebook ads, correct? You want to target Facebook ads in a 50 mile radius too. Okay.
Right. Now, do you want some towns I can get to you?
I would say all areas covered within the 50 miles from your location will be targeted.
Yeah, I think it's like 50 miles radius surrounding Tulsa, you know, stuff like that, you know, because Tulsa's the main place. So, and then like I said.
Okay, so 50 miles surrounding Tulsa.
Yeah.
Good. And also for your Facebook ads campaign, do you like want to send in pictures that you want to use for the ads?
Yes.
Okay, and what would be your call to action? Is it going to be Facebook form sales, call, or messenger? Like when a potential customer tries to reach out to you for the ad would actually provide options like Facebook form fill, calls, or messages.
Calls and messenger probably the best thing, or even email me, you know, if they want to email me too, you know, because a lot of people don't like to give out their phone number, you know?
I understand. But actually, we can only target one at a time. The good thing here is that I would recommend you go for calls because even if you accept calls, it doesn't actually necessarily affect the messages, people's options to, you know, people's right to leave you a message.
Right. Yeah, calls we find them. Yeah.
Okay. So let's target calls initially. And then, of course, at any point, please take note you can switch from this and that. You just have to be very communicative with us about your preference. If there's anything that you wish, you know, you do not wish to take a look into or anything that you don't like, just please be very, I would say, vocal about it and we'll take care of it.
Now, can they still message me too or not? I mean, well, see that on Messenger?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Even if we only try to get calls, it doesn't actually affect.
Okay. Because usually when I get Messenger, I say, listen, you know, if it's possible, let's talk on the phone, you know, or text me on the phone, you know, so,
yeah.
And
I give him my number.
Just give him my number, so.
Okay. I do that a lot, you know, a lot too. So,
yeah.
Don't worry. All good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all good with Facebook ads. And also, just to give you a heads up, as I mentioned earlier, that there are other products that we do have here at Local Splash. So, one of the